I'm here with Simon Hatson, Vice Chair of IOSH's Food and Drink Group at Twycross Zoo for an event called Developing Safety Cultures, which is talking about behavioural-based safety practices and approaches in the food and drink industry. It's the culmination of an 18-month project that the Food and Drink Group have undertaken. Simon, can you just explain a little bit about why you first started off a project on behavioural safety?
It's been a very popular topic at all of the IOSH Food and Drink conferences. It's become very, very popular over the last 5 years. So the first thing we wanted to do was to try and gather as much information from companies as we could, and we got a good number of replies back, some from companies that we knew, but actually from a couple of surprising ones as well.
Going back a step a little bit, behavioural safety, why focus on that specifically?
The theme of today is very much that the behavioural safety is just a part of the overall system, but it is undoubtedly the most popular topic at the moment. It's still relatively new. If you talk about things like machinery safety, that's as old as safety legislation itself. And it's almost part of the day job that we all know and we all do. Behavioural safety is still very much the modern trend that everybody's interested in.
And from what you've seen of the feedback, have there been any surprises with changing the way that staff and employees behave really while they're in their jobs?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the variety of the approaches we've seen has been from one end of the scale to the other. So we've seen some that are born purely out of a sheet that's generated on Excel, implemented by the workforce themselves with no external resource at all, that has been highly successful, and that sits alongside some of the large businesses who've invested, you know, up to hundreds of thousands of pounds in their behavioural safety programs using consultants, but all doing this to deliver essentially what is the same result.
And where do you go from here?
The thing that we're all looking for is to stop it being a behavioural safety project and to make it business as usual. When we're designing our systems, that's what we all aspire to. Hopefully it can just become part of the day job.
If everybody was doing behavioural safety properly, would it have a really huge impact on accident stats?
It would absolutely make a change. And from what we've seen of the presenters so far today, you know, they all testify to that. What we found, and all the companies seem to have referred to it today, is that once you've reached that plateau in your accident stats, so, you know, year-on-year improvements by making the physical and the process changes that you talked about, once you get to that point and you've done that and you've had the low-hanging fruit, that's where we reach the plateau. And what we are seeing from all the case studies is that behavioural safety at that point is really effective at just starting to chip away at the lower end of that curve.